good to talk to you again. We figured we would do this call because we are approaching some deadlines as far as credentialing, and just some of the logistics surrounding the convention seem to be somewhat mysterious to folks out there. There's a lot of information, and we figured this was the best way to get it out. And this is something that is it's a little bit new to me, and certainly new to many of you as well. So I tried to collect a bunch of folks who would have answers on things. We're going to move through a little bit of a program, give you some basic rundowns of how the convention works, what you'll need to know as a blogger about the convention, how to cover it, that sort of thing. And then we'll take your questions if there's anything that we haven't been able to answer. So again, thanks for joining us. Sorry about the hold music, and I'm not even going to give you any April Fool's jokes. So let me just tell you who's here with me in Denver. We tried to bring together a bunch of folks, like I said, who can talk to several points. I am the convention's director of online communications. With me as well is Adam Lord. He's the deputy director. Many of you guys will work with him if you haven't worked with him in the past. We also have our boss, Jenny Engerbretson. Jenny is the deputy CEO for public affairs at the convention. We'll also hear on the call from Wally Podrazik and from Theo LeCompte, who know more than anybody else about many of the logistic questions that you'll come up with. And there might be some other folks we decide to pull in if other topics come up. Also on the line, we've got some folks from outside the convention staff, and they've got some information that they'll pass along about some of the other things that are going on in Denver. We've got Bobby Clark from Progress Now here in Denver, somewhere down the street. And we've also got Jennifer Brungis from Daily Kos. And so we'll hear from those guys a little bit later. Let's kick it off, though, with Jenny, who is going to give us a little bit of a rundown of how a convention typically works, some of the basics.
Sure. Thanks, Aaron. And thank you all for joining us. I think one thing that we've learned in doing a series of convention briefings is to always start with the basics and don't assume anything. So we will do just that. The dates of our convention here are August 25th through August 28th. That's a Monday through Thursday last week in August. And the convention will be held at Denver's Pepsi Center, relatively new facility that I think many of you will be quite pleased with. Many of you, as Aaron mentioned, may not have attended a convention in prior cycles, and so what we really wanted to do was give you a rundown of the week, just so you had a sense of what to expect. The week's activities really do open, particularly for media, on Saturday night. That would be August 23rd with a media welcome party. That's hosted by the Denver Convention Host Committee, and they have announced the venue for that to be Elitch Gardens, which is an amusement park right adjacent to the Pepsi Center. And there's a bit of a connection to the last convention here in Denver, which was in 1908, 100 years ago, in that there was a delegate party that was hosted at that location as well. So that will really welcome folks to town, and certainly something you want to keep in mind when planning your travel. Sunday, the 24th, is the day that we do our media credentialing distribution. Exact times and location of that will be announced to come, but that is the point where you would pick up your credentials to start the week. And then, of course, the convention itself kicking off Monday through Thursday. Most of the day's schedules do kick off for the delegates with their delegate breakfasts that take place at their hotels each morning. Time of that is not yet determined, but something that may be particularly of interest for folks who are credentialed as part of the state blogger corps. A list of those hotels for the delegations is included in the content on our website, but that will start the day for most of the delegates at the convention. That spills then over into a series of caucus meetings, party caucuses, women's caucus, African American caucus, etc. Those happen on a rotating basis. A couple days a week they each meet, and those meetings will happen at the Convention Center, which is downtown Denver, distinct from the Pepsi Center, but another official convention. facility for us here at the DNCC. Also of note, in the mornings, we do a daily press briefing each day for media. Exact time of that has been set, and we have also been working up to a lot of conversations with Erin in terms of whether we do specific blogger briefings and when those happen throughout the day. We'll obviously keep you posted, but there is at least one set daily press briefing pretty early each morning, Monday through Thursday. Then heading into the convention program itself, while no official convention schedule has been set yet, judging from prior conventions as a model, if we program to Eastern time, as traditionally has been done in prior cycles, you'd be looking at a late afternoon Mountain Time gavel with the program wrapping up about 9 p.m. Mountain Time. So again, more details on that to follow, but that is the general program that we're looking at for the week at this juncture.
So with that said, that's a pretty good rundown. Thanks, Jenny. You know, there's a couple things that we keep tossing around, this concept of credentials. And Jenny mentioned that there are media briefings. We want to make it perfectly clear that that when we talk about credentials for bloggers, we're talking about media credentials that, you know, are the same as traditional, you know, print media or broadcast media have. And some of you have already put in applications for blogger credentials at the convention, and others of you may not know too much about that process. Let's just go through some of the quick points of that. Basically, we've announced, we've been taking credential applications for bloggers since December. And in that time, we've actually received a ton. We're receiving several more every day lately. And we're accepting applications in two groups. First, as part of a state blogger corps, we're credentialing bloggers with each delegation at the convention for each of the states and territories. Those bloggers, you know, it's exactly like what it sounds like. There are plenty of blogs out there these days, as you well know, that have become primary news sources for state politics around the country. And we want to make sure that the best of those are represented at the convention. And then the second group is a general blogger pool. That general blogger pool is everybody else, folks who have a more national slant in their coverage, blogs that cover perhaps labor issues or you know, other niche audiences, whether it's something specifically, say, for the disability community or anything else. And we're talking about the full gamut of organizations. It's also worth noting that just like the traditional media, we are credentialing bloggers by media outlet. So, for instance, when credentials are issued, the credential for the convention is issued to the blog itself, you know, to the media outlet, not to an individual person. And that's a key point. We'll probably discuss a little bit more of that as we move on. So, again, April 15th deadline, we've mentioned this a couple times. It is very important because we are coming down to the wire. There are a few states and territories. You can see the latest report on our blog at the demconvention.com site. But there are a few states and territories where we have not yet received applications. Small number, you'll see. And we'd love, you know, interest from folks. You know, if it says that somebody's already applied from your state, don't worry. Like we said, we expect many applications. There are some states that have submitted several. Please apply if you're interested in attending, and we'll give you more details on what that means shortly. You know, another thing that is important to note on the state blogger front is a bit of news that we broke today. Some of you may already have received our press release, and this is huge. I'm actually really proud of it. I know a lot of the folks on the staff at the convention here are excited about this. But we have announced that the state blogger corps, those who are, you know, with the state delegations, will actually in the convention hall be seated in the Pepsi Center in Denver with their delegation. So that means bloggers will be right alongside convention delegates through the whole process as they vote, as they get to see what happens. And we're really thrilled that this is just going to be a great opportunity for bloggers to report on the action from that very, you know, localized point of view. It's exactly what we wanted to get out of this program, and we really think that it's a great opportunity for you guys. So we hope that you're excited as well. So that's our big news on that front. Of course, it's worth noting that we have some published, again, on our website, criteria for applications. And you can find those at demconvention.com. Go under the press logistics section. And you can, you know, read the requirements. You'll see that that many of you probably fall into those categories pretty easily. But, you know, that's where also you can go to fill out an application online for those credentials. All right, so moving on, I'd love to move into just a quick run through of what the convention will look like from a blogger's point of view as far as workspace, housing, credentialing, that sort of thing. So I think Wally Pedraza is going to say.
Well, let me start just by, thank you, Aaron, reinforcing the process of application, which means I'm sure most of the people on the call have probably gone through this, but if you haven't, please do, because the April 15, 2008 deadline is a important one because we need all the folks in place. And what you do is you get to the application form through the demconvention.com website to press logistics, and then scroll down and where you have the section that talks about the state bloggers, talks about the DNCC press gallery, because this is what it comes through. Click onto that link and fill out the application form. Couple things about the application form process. Aaron has mentioned that it's organizations, not individuals, that are credentialed. There will be an individual contact information asked for in this application process. And in the course of this, we asked how many are part of your organization, so make sure you include that information as well. But at this point, we're not asking for the detailed information on all the potential participants, because like any media organization, you're still planning, and so you don't know exactly the lineup that would be coming in at this point in August. But get your application in, so that way you are part of the system. Another important thing to realize is we've been talking about the whole scope of the city of Denver as being our convention site, but the credential that we're talking about is for the Pepsi Center site only. That is, this is not the credential that you need to that you would use to get to, say, a candidate hotel or some of the other sites. This is specifically geared to get access to the Pepsi Center site. That is, starting with the security line around it. There are filing areas. There are workspace areas that are outside of the Pepsi Center building, and then inside the Pepsi Center building as well. So that's what we're talking about when we're talking about applications for media credentials to come and cover the 2008 convention site, the convention sessions. Once you're on that site, there will be some workspace that will be available specifically for bloggers, and also as part of the general filing workspace that's set up for media in general, both inside the Pepsi Center and in tents that are being set up, pavilions that are being set up in and around the Pepsi Center building, more than almost 200,000 square feet worth of space for media that's in and around the building. In that space will be filing centers available for bloggers. There'll be press information centers. There will be the ability to see sessions through TV monitors that are set up in these facilities. And inside the building as well, there is a general filing center with monitors, with workspace, so that you can do your job, which is covering the convention. There's also going to be a specific area set aside for bloggers as well. and turn this over now to Theo Lacan to continue.
Thanks, Wally. Wally's covered most of what is going on within the Pepsi Center complex. I'm going to talk a little bit about things outside the Pepsi Center and what you may need to know for actually coming to cover the convention. The first thing to know, I know a lot of people are curious about housing. The official media housing process has closed for right now, but we do recognize that many of you have not applied yet. We understand that. If you are interested in getting housing through the DNCC, we would really like to hear from you this week. So if you could contact online team at demconvention.com, send your email, and what your interest in housing is and how many rooms you need, that sort of thing, send an email to online team at demconvention.com this week before Friday, and let us know that you're interested. If you are allocated a room through that process, you will have to make a deposit before June 24th. But you will obviously have heard about your credentials before June 24th. So if you do not, if you get a room but not a credential and want to, can give up the room before June 24th without having to pay any money at all.
One thing, Theo.
Sure.
I hate to interrupt. I completely forgot to mention that applications, of course, get submitted April 15th, but we'll let people know. It's going to take us a little while to review everything, obviously, judging by the volume we've already seen, but we'll let folks know sometime in May as far as the status of their application.
Yeah. So the my emphasis would be that if you are interested in attending the convention, even though you don't know about your credentials, I would encourage you to get into the housing system now by emailing online team at demconvention.com this week. Housing assignments will be made on a rolling basis throughout the spring, so you may if you get in touch with us this week, you may hear from us anytime between now and June 24th about your housing request. Just I'm going to tell you folks the same thing that we are telling all media organizations from our networks on down, which is that we are not in a position to fulfill every media housing request that goes for everybody. So we will do our best to get you the rooms that you need. And if we can't get you the rooms that you need inside our system, we will give you the resources that we have to go outside our system to get those rooms. So we will do everything we can to get you what you need. And I know Progress Now has some other options if hotels aren't what you're looking for. There, as far as the hotels within our system, if you would let us know when you email us whether you're interested in something in the economy tier, moderate tier, or high end, just so we know your preference and your price point. So just express that as you're submitting your housing email to, again, online team at demconvention.com, and we would love to hear from you this week. I'm now going to turn it back over to Aaron, who's going to talk a little bit more about some other offerings we have.
Yeah, and I'm going to turn it over to some other folks. We did mention that Progress Now and Daily Coast have some folks on the call. So with that said, Jennifer Brungis, if you are around.
Great. Thanks, Aaron. Just wanted to touch base with everybody about a project that we've been working on to kind of complement what the convention committee's been doing. Daily Coast is working with a number of Denver area and national nonprofits, organizations like Progress Now, to create a new media hub for the convention that's outside of what they're doing. We're working to finalize the details and location, but it will be located in downtown Denver within walking distance of the Pepsi Center. Tentatively called the Big Tent, the new media hub will feature a Wi-Fi zone, a blogger's lounge, complete with food and drink of the alcoholic and non-alcoholic, a stage for guest speakers, a place for new media types to work during the day, and we'll also have some nightly post-convention entertainment. Google and YouTube have already committed to our event, and YouTube will be creating a YouTube stage for blogger-generated content. We're finalizing agreements with a number of other people, and we'll have a tech zone for these companies to show off their latest products and services. In May, we'll be launching an event website with all the details, including credential criteria, and we look forward to getting the complete info out to everybody interested as soon as possible. In the meantime, if anybody on the call has specific questions, you can email me at scoutfinch@dailycoast.com. I'm sure that we will have a lot of questions about it, and I hate to kind of drop this with not a lot of details, but we are finalizing a lot of those details within the next 2 weeks, and we'll have everything out to everybody in May.
Great. Thanks, Jen. And it's worth noting that at the convention, we are excited about this and excited to know that, look, obviously there's only limited space for everybody who wants to be involved at the convention. And we think that this is something that is great to see. I mean, obviously, Denver is going to be packed with people who are very interested in what's going on. And, you know, we're excited to help out each other on this one, especially with an audience like many of you who are on the call. So that said, I think it's important to note that you won't have to be in Denver to cover the convention this year. You know, we've talked about how this is going to be a very tech-savvy convention. Of course, it's going to be on television all over the place. We're not ready to give out all the details quite yet, but it is worth noting that we have committed to a live gavel-to-gavel video stream via our partner Level 3 and their network. And I think, you know, that's one way you'll be able to see all the parts of the convention that aren't necessarily going to be covered, you know, on network news. And so, you know, even if you're all the way across the country, you will be able to certainly report on the convention from home. And like I said, you can expect some more announcements along these lines from us in the next couple weeks. You know, and another thing worth mentioning, many of you are already on our press list, you know, just to be able to receive press releases like any other media outlet. We think that's an important way we can stay in touch with you. And to join that press list, the best way to do that is to send an email to dnccpress@demconvention.com. That's DNCC, two C's. And then, of course, additionally, we do have a separate public email list, and you can sign up for that on our website, demconvention.com. All right, that said, I'm sure we've put out a lot of information. We'd love to take your questions. And so, operator, if you can, we're ready to open it up.
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question or comment at this time, please press the 1 key on your touchtone telephone. If your question has been answered or you wish to remove yourself from the queue, please press the pound key. Again, if you have a question or comment for the panel at this time, please press the 1 key on your touchtone phone. Our first question or comment comes from the line of Lou Phelps. Mr. Phelps, your line is open.
Hi, thanks, Lou the Woman. Thank you so much for taking my question. We would just like to comment that while, we're very excited about what you're doing, the embedding of us with the state delegation is amazing. However, smaller markets such as Savannah, there's no way that we have a political blog. We applied for credentials in November, and not this far out from the convention. I'm not aware of any of the dailies in this state except for maybe Atlanta. And I would like you to ask if you reconsider that, take it a state-by-state basis. Thank you very much.
You know, I'm not sure what the question was there. You know, again, we've been accepting applications on a rolling basis, and many of folks from all over have applied. The state blogger credentialing, it's worth noting, we'll be credentialing one blogger for each state that will be, you know, in that area. But we've also made perfectly clear that if you apply to be a state blogger, that's not your last chance of getting a credential into the convention. We'll be rolling over the candidates who have applied for a state blogger credential. You know, if somebody else gets one, of course, again, there are limited spots. We'll roll those over to be applicants for the general blogger pool, you know, for a credential that way. So that's certainly worth noting. And we haven't made any decisions on any of this stuff yet. So no matter where you're from, you know, all these things remain so far undecided. We will begin the process of reviewing everybody's application, checking out your outlets just like we would any other media outlet. And that'll begin April 15th, and we'll wrap it up in May, as we've said. So I'm not sure if that answers your question. And as to media outlets that are not blogger-related or online-related, I'm sorry that I can't speak to that. But if and this goes for anybody else who has any additional questions, you can email me directly at myersa@demconvention.com, or hit that online team at Dem Convention address, and we'll find answers to whatever questions come up. I think we can go ahead and take the next one.
Our next question or comment comes from the line of Lauren Coleman. Ms. Coleman, your line is open.
Thanks so much. This is for whoever addressed the media tent, I guess, in downtown Denver. I'm sorry I wasn't able to get that email address for dailycoast.com. Could you spell that out for me, please?
Sure. It's Scout Finch. It's Scoutfinch at dailycoast.com. Dailycoast.
Great.
You got
Thank
that?
You so much.
Okay.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Our next question. Our next question or comment comes from the line of Heather Kassive. Your line is open, ma'am.
Hi. Thanks, guys. This is super exciting, history making and all that. I have a question regarding the taking of photographs and if we need a separate credential to take photographs for the blogging.
That's a great question.
The answer is no.
No. Yeah, your credential gets you in, and you can bring a camera with you to take photographs for your blog as part of your media coverage of the convention.
Right, and we certainly encourage applications from photo bloggers, video bloggers. I mean, if you specifically or almost, you know, entirely fill your content each day with photos or video, you are definitely encouraged to apply for a credential.
Great.
Our next question or comment comes from the line of Bram Reichbaum. Your line is open, sir.
Hello. Thank you very much. I have been blogging out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I glanced over the application, and it seemed like something hinged on Technorati rankings. I'm not very familiar with those, and I don't know how quickly one would need to ramp up to get ranked by that organization or body as well. Could you talk a little about that?
Sure. That's a good question. Technorati was listed there as one measure of some people use it as a standardized or somewhat standardized measure of how popular your blog may be or the level of traffic that you see. It is just one piece of the criteria that we've listed. And it's worth noting that some people have expressed concerns about their blog, you know, raising in popularity since they initially applied in December. I definitely want to assure everybody that when we do go through applications in April, or later this month, I should say, we will certainly be reviewing blogs just to make sure. I mean, you know, we want to credential, you know, blogs that that have an audience and do legitimately report. In the case of state blogs, on state politics, or in the case of other blogs, you know, on politics in general. So that's just one of the criteria, and it's not something I would get too focused on, but you know, it's a somewhat standardized way we can look at things.
Okay. Would I be able to substitute maybe Google Analytics stats or other kind of stats just to support my application?
You know, honestly, you know, I think you'll find we're pretty open about this stuff. Feel free to email me. Online team may be the best address at demconvention.com, and we'll certainly put notes in next to your application.
Okay. Thank you very much. It does all sound incredibly exciting.
Thanks.
Our next question or comment comes from the line of Ms. Deborah White. Ms. White, your line is open.
Hi, Deborah White, liberalpoliticsatabout.com. When I submitted my credential application, I mistakenly put down that I only need one pass and I need two. How do I correct that?
Send us an email. In fact, they may have already seen an email from you about that.
No, actually, I don't think I did. Who would I email to?
Online team at demconvention.com.
Online
I do remember seeing your about.com note, so maybe that was when you responded to this call. But yeah, please go right ahead and just email us at that address and let us know the change that you're interested in.
Okay, great. So that's onlineteam@demconvention.com.
That's correct.
Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Our next question or comment comes from the line of Ryan Bryslin. Mr. Bryslin, your line is open.
Hey, guys. Thanks a lot. I was just wondering if any extra consideration would be put to blogs located in Denver, Colorado, where the convention will be.
That's an excellent question, and again, one that we have not yet tackled. I think you'll see, of course, like we said, Colorado will have a state blogger, and you know, we have said we haven't really defined the size or shape of the general blogger pool yet, but there are compelling reasons to be made for all sorts of blogs to fall into that group, and yours may be one. So certainly, we welcome your application.
All right, thanks a lot.
Our next question.
By the way, also worth noting that Denver is a lovely city. For those of you who have not yet visited, everybody around the room is joining me in that, and I've only lived here for 3+ weeks. But I am loving it, and it's apparently going to be beautiful in the summertime. So we hope to see you here. Okay, next question.
Our next question or comment comes from the line of Ms. Barbara Wold. Your line is open, ma'am.
Yeah, I was wondering if there was any possibility, if someone is selected to be one of the state bloggers, that there could be housing with the state delegation?
You would have to the state chairs are in charge of housing with in the actual state delegation hotel. Can contact the state chair if you're interested in housing in that hotel. Otherwise, when you submit your email to onlineteam@demconvention.com with your housing request, just note what state you have applied for and what state you want to be near, and we will work to place you in the same hotel cluster, basically in the same neighborhood as the state. But as far as the actual delegation hotels themselves, which are published on the website, those rooms are currently with the state chair, and you'd have to talk to them directly about getting a room for yourself in that particular hotel.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Our next question or comment comes from the line of Mr. Tom McDonald. Mr. McDonald, your line is open.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I'm Tom with Fireside Production here in Denver. We've been blogging locally on the events leading up to the convention and look forward to the convention itself. I have an angry 2-year-old in the background, if you can hear that. But anyway, I think most of my question was answered with the still photographer earlier, but as far as a roving video camera, what kind of access will there be with that roving throughout the convention center?
Your credential will, the credential will provide access to, certain areas of the Pepsi Center building that may not be all of the areas of the Pepsi Center building, but anywhere where your credential gets to, you will be able to bring a video camera.
Great, and access to talk to anybody in those areas, I imagine.
Yeah, just like any other member of the media, if you bump into a delegate in the hallway that you'd like to speak with, you're certainly more than welcome to approach them. Or any other Democratic official. That's why we're credentialing folks. We want you guys to have access to be able to talk to these folks right where they are.
Great. Well, thank you very much.
Our next question or comment comes from the line of Ms. Corinne McDermott. Your line is open, ma'am.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call. I actually have a couple of things. One is about video. You were talking about some of these sessions coming in via TV monitors, and I'm with The Uptake. We do video blogging, and video blogging, something that's being fed to us by a TV monitor, it doesn't look that good. Is there any sort of special credentialing or anything that might be able to get us in there to be able to get live feeds or our own tape?
To clarify on the television monitors, if you choose to be in the unassigned filing space, there are monitors there for you to see what's going on, but that's not the only place where your credential allows you to be. We have not determined, I think, what level of access all these credentials will have, but you'll certainly be able to get into the hall and film directly what's going on. So it's that's
right. Maybe it's worth mentioning that the concept of having TVs around is so that literally when you walk down the hall and you turn a corner on your way to the restroom, whatever it may be, you'll probably be seeing TVs set up around the hall that have a live feed of the floor or whatever else might be going on. The filing areas that Theo spoke about, those will certainly be filled with, you know, with media outlets like yourself. And, you know, you may be writing something and wanting to report on what's going on at the same time, so we'll have TVs for that purpose, too.
Okay, fantastic. And I also wanted to ask if the non-state bloggers will have any chance to get down on the floor and talk to people from delegates from different states.
Well, you'll be able to talk to delegates from different states, you know, throughout the convention week. That should not be a problem at all. But as far as seating on the floor during evening events, that sort of thing, that's something separate. I mean, there's only limited space, of course, and we've been able to carve out enough space to seat those state bloggers on the floor at those times. The general pool seating will be different. It won't be, you know, among those state delegations. I suppose this might be hard to picture for those of you who haven't attended a convention in the past, but there is this large floor area. Wally, who's been to many, many more conventions than I, is looking on as I say this. But there's this large floor area with the convention seated, and then everybody with the convention delegates seated, and then essentially everybody else is seated elsewhere in the arena, and anywhere around the arena. So that's, I think, the best way to explain that.
Just to reinforce that, it's always temporary. It's also temporary access that just about all media organizations have to deal with, because the only entities that have seats on the floor are the delegations. And so when you come in as a member of the press to cover, to do an interview and so forth, we set up tables with temporary rotating floor passes, which are timed, give temporary access to that floor area, and then you rotate and someone else gets to use them. But again, to underscore that if you're in the hallways, if you're catch somebody off the floor or in any other spot, interviews are fair game.
Okay, fantastic. Well, and I got one last quick one for you. Do we have any word on the exclusion zone and where that's going to be, where that's going to kick in, where people are going to have credentials and what the security is going to be?
Yeah, you mean the perimeter?
Yeah.
That has not been announced yet.
Okay.
All right. Next question.
Our next question or comment comes from the line of Mr. Greg McDermott. Mr. McDermott, your line is open.
Hi. Thank you. I do have a question about the credentials for events other than at the Pepsi Center. You mentioned the caucus meetings and so forth. Are those going to be available?
Welcome to our...
Hey, Bob, this is Victor Matheson, and I'm returning your call regarding political economic impact of political conventions there in St. Paul. I'm off to a meeting right now, but I will be back, and I'll try to give you another call when I get back from those. Talk to you later. Bye.
To receive, deleted.